Hey everyone, this is Deacon Ray from the Deacon Five, and this is the Daily Gospel Reflection for Monday, April 28th, the second week of Easter. The Holy Gospel according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is within them." Jesus answered and said to him, Amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man once grow old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he? Jesus answered, Amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it will, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, these words really struck me. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Us humans are used to have the ability to touch things so we can believe. And the Gospels from last week were all about believing in Christ and in our faith, right? Well, in today's scripture, Jesus uses the analogy of the wind to illustrate the unseen yet powerful work of the Spirit in bringing about this new life to us. Jesus uses the wind as a metaphor for the Holy Spirit, emphasizing its unseen but powerful action. The wind moves where it wills, and the Holy Spirit works in a similar manner, bringing about our spiritual rebirth. As I mentioned before, we have to touch or see something in order to believe. Throughout the Bible, and by the words of God, they ask us all the time to believe. We are asked to believe in what is written. Well, that's a challenge for us, because we didn't witness any miracles or parables, and we certainly didn't touch his cloak or feel anything, so how can we believe? Well, let's go back to the wind example. You cannot see or touch the wind, right? But I am sure that you believe that there is a wind because you can feel it pressing against your body. Sometimes it's a gentle breeze, or a harsh wind, or a cold or warm wind. Nevertheless, you believe it's there. Isn't that the same in the spirituality of our life? Sometimes we feel the breeze or the warmth or even the coldness of the Spirit within us. As it is stated in today's scripture, you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So, my brothers and sisters, why would we question our faith? We are accustomed to have change and then transformation constantly in our lives, whether we like it or not. Jesus is explaining to us that one must be born again or born from above to see and enter the kingdom of God. This new birth is not a literal physical rebirth, but a spiritual transformation throughout the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to infuse your life and to nourish your thoughts and to enhance your compassion for all humanity. So your action of the day is to pray the following. Come, Holy Spirit, Fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant us in the same Spirit to be truly wise and never to rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Deacon 5 Reflection. Peace out.